One of the things, of course, that you'll be aware of, that as a church, we have a training program called the Big Year. Yes? Good clap. I'm a Big Year clap. Yeah, why not? Yeah. And a part of the Big Year program is all about mission, and I was invited to go. Actually, I cheat, really. I invited myself to go, if I'm really honest, to along to the mission presentation, where on that particular day, all the people doing the Big Year made presentations on a particular country, which was fantastic. So right at the heart of even the Big Year is mission. And they have been on a trip, and Di is going to come now and interview two people that went on the Big Year trip and hear more about it. Di.
Okay. Yeah, every year we go on a missions trip. Thank you for the clapping. 4 years ago, we went to Macedonia, then we went to Albania for the next year, and then we went to Sierra Leone. And this last year, we went to Nepal. And yeah, it was good. And we've got two of our students who are going to give you a short testimony of what happened or what they felt when they were over in Nepal. Kerry and Steve, who are both dressed up in their costumes. I have one, but unfortunately it was made far too tight and it just cuts me in half and I've got to do some drastic sewing before I can wear it again. Just to drop this in as well, next year we're hoping to go to Uganda. And if anyone is interested in doing the Big Year, please come and see me afterwards or take one of these leaflets which are out there, or a DVD if you want to have a look at that, or email me at bigyear@riverchurch.org.uk. Okay, who's going to go first? Do you? You okay?
I'll go first. Hi, everybody. I'm just living proof that you can go on a mission trip halfway around the world and still do some retail therapy. We had a great time. Some of us bought these. We went out with Shusma, who's the wife of one of the pastors there, and we all bought these outfits and we wore them on our last night, and we absolutely loved it, and they were really blessed. But we had a fantastic time in Nepal. Our reason for going was just to bless the church out there. And so we prayed and taught and preached. I've never prayed for so many people and prophesied over so many people in my entire life. You say, would you like to respond to such and such? And the whole church comes forward. And we would be there for hours praying individually for people. But it was the most amazing privilege to do so. And it was even more amazing to go back to some of these churches a week later and people to come and tell you how they'd been healed and how your prophetic words had meant so much to them. And that was just really awesome. We were based in two places, in Anandit Church, primarily in Kathmandu, and in Jiri, where we went to the River of Life Training College. And this is what the two pastors wrote, sort of snapshot after our visit. In Kathmandu, our believers tell us how much they have felt the presence of God and touched by your prayers and love from each team member. Their spiritual level has changed. And from Jiri, you brought a great team with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Our people were blessed abundantly. There was great joy and spiritual inspiration. It was a great joy and spiritual inspiration to spend time with the River family. And it was just such a blessing. You know, we went out there, they felt we had so much to give them. And honestly, we had so much to receive. When you hear these young pastors from Jiri who were laying their lives down, quite literally, going out and establishing hundreds of churches and seeing loads of people saved, and it was just awesome to be with them, and yet they were looking to us to impart into them. It was a really great privilege to go and to pray with them. Jill didn't come. That's Jiri. My highlight, absolute highlight, was in Kathmandu. I spent most time there in the Anandit Church, and we prayed for so many people. And one of the people who a number of us prayed for was a lady with leprosy whose fingers were eaten away, who had no toes, whose feet were bandaged. And she came to lots of us, but to me as well, and said, would you pray for my feet? I was like, oh, you've got to be joking. So I prayed for her, as did others, and she had a lot of pain and she couldn't walk. And she came to meet us a week later. She was waiting for the minibus with a smile across her face to say that the pain had gone and that she was walking freely. And that meeting erupted. We took the big blue river of material and we sang and we danced and we prayed, and you need to be ashamed, the whole church danced for an hour. And it was boiling hot, and we were singing that song we sang earlier on about jumping in, drawing out deep Waters. So when we sang that, I was going a bit for it. And I kept dancing past the stage, and Chris Wacom was leading worship brilliantly and kept going, "Please stop. I'm so tired." And that lady with leprosy danced all afternoon. So God was amazing, absolutely amazing. It was a real privilege to be there and to be able to bless them. And we really had a wonderful time. And I'll let Steve tell you some more.
Now, Paul, this was an opportunity to have 2 weeks' moment in my life to see what a country can have when in 2011, several families have one cold tack to serve them and they all have to use this for washing and cleaning their teeth. The paths are covered in litter, cans, waste, and all their skills are carried out in sheds along the side of the roads. And yet, they are smiling all of the time. Thank you for all the people that let me go. Nobody ever has said to me, "I think that the country is too dangerous and there are not a lot of roads to speak of." And funny enough, look at the bottom left. That is the place I fell over.
You weren't supposed to say that because Desi didn't know.
Oh dear. After one day, the first church we went to was Anadik Church in the middle of Kathmandu. After a 3-hour service, we left if we could help anyone with healing. I must admit that I got close to people, but I did not offer them any words. I went and sat down. A lady came and sat next to me and put her hand on my hand. I looked down at her hands and feet, leprosy. I got Colin to help me, and with his help, the leprosy was halted. I could feel the power from God helping me to help her. By the end of the fortnight, and with speaking to others of her group, namely her, she was dancing all over the place. We went to a church meeting at Bethlehem. There would have been about 30 or 40 people there, but there were 150 people, men, women and children. The service lasted about 3 hours, and Colin, Lindsay, Jason and myself waited until the people had formed an orderly queue, and then we blessed them. Now, this was the first time I had ever blessed anybody, and it felt really good. I told them to remember the joy that they had when singing to the Lord. I told them to remember the guitar playing and the rest of the band singing. I told them to go out from home, meeting work colleagues, seeing the other families, and tell them that here was a place where everyone was blessed. Praise the Lord. We once travelled about 1.5 hours to our bus to another little church. It was started about 18 years ago, and they had organised a stand with 18 candles on it. I kind of fell asleep for 1 or 2 minutes, and I saw an angel sitting on the roof timbers. The angel was listening to what the pastor was saying. The angel's arms were folded, and its legs were wrapped around the timbers. Well, other travelling involved a 10-hour journey in our little bus. And because of the rocky terrain, I could not walk on. I was put on the back of a motorbike. Oh dear, Jesse's heard that as well. But I'm only here for 3 minutes. So I have to go now. So, have faith. If I can do it, so can you.
Thank you very much. And as I said, we are taking recruits at the moment for the big year, and it's an amazing year. It is, isn't it? Just wave if you've done it. All over this building, you see? There's lots of them. That's great, isn't it? Thank you.